Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Hi, this is Obiong. In Hebrews chapter 2, we learned that Jesus didn't just stay in heaven. He became one of us, fought our battles, and now stands as the ultimate high priest. That's real leadership. In chapter 3 today, we will read that we have been given a better offer, and so let's not mess this up. Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brethren, who share in a heavenly call, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in God's house. Yet Jesus has been counted worthy of as much more glory than Moses, as the builder of a house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house if we hold fast our confidence and pride in our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, when you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts. They have not known my ways, as I swore in my wrath. They shall never enter my rest. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we share in Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end. While it is said, today when you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Who were they that heard and yet were rebellious? Was it not all those who left Egypt under the leadership of Moses? And with whom was he provoked 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should never enter his rest, but those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Israel missed out on the promise because of their unbelief. But here's the good news. Jesus, who is greater than Moses, leads us into something even better. A life fully connected to God. The warning is clear. Don't let a hardened heart keep you from what God has for you. Faith isn't just a one-time thing. It's choosing to trust Jesus every day. So where's your heart at today? Consider this. Are there areas in your life where you might have hardened heart? How can you step up and help others to stay strong in their faith?
Thank you. Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.